7:20 on Maryland's Morning News. A good Tuesday morning to you. Two Tuesdays from now, we'll be going to the polls, the primary in the state of Maryland in June. Todd Eberle joins us now, assistant professor of political science at St. Mary's College. Good to talk to you again, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great, and don't forget to tell people they can actually start voting early on the 12th.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. Early voting does start soon on the 12th, as you said. What do we expect? Do we expect a big turnout in early voting this year? I mean, does that play a role at all in this election?
You know, early voting, last time around, the turnout was really low. This is a primary, still a lot of undecided voters. I'm not expecting massive turnout for early voting or for the actual primary itself.
The whole idea of early voting, though, was to kind of quiet down the lines, because it does get a little bit ridiculous when you go on the election day Tuesday. I can't imagine there are going to be long lines at the polling spots on Tuesday, June 24th. Do you?
No. And I mean, lines are typically there in the general election, not so much for the primary. These early voting stations tend to cost counties a lot of money. And if we don't see a lot of turnout, I think that the state really needs to reconsider early voting for primaries.
Especially that far in advance. I mean, maybe two or three days in advance, but man.
Right. Not nearly 2 weeks.
All right. What do you expect? I mean, what's the word when it comes to how many people are going to show up and vote?
You know, if we can hit 20% turnout, I would be impressed. I have a suspicion that it might be one of the lowest turnout primaries we've seen. Folks just don't seem to be that interested or invested in this race, which confuses me. It's so rare for Maryland to have a competitive race on both the Democratic and Republican side. I expected people to be very excited and very engaged, and it's just not happening.
Is it because of the date, do you think? Because it's June? It's just people aren't concentrating on politics right now. School's out. I mean, do you think the date has to do with the lack of interest, it seems?
Yeah, honestly, I have two theories. One is the date, that people just aren't aware of the fact that it moved ahead so far into the summer. The other thought I have is, I think for many folks, they don't see a lot of difference between the Democratic candidates, and they just assume that one of them is going to be the nominee, so they don't see the point in investing. And on the Republican side, I think Ehrlich lost to O'Malley last time around, that very substantial loss, has really tamped down Republican enthusiasm, so they're not as engaged. I mean, that's just a theory, but it might help explain some of this.
On the Democratic side, when the race for governor, low turnout, who does that favor?
I think you look at the polls, Anthony Brown is 20 points ahead of Doug Gansler. That's a huge margin for potential error and for low turnout, so it's kind of hard to see how he doesn't win. He's going to have the Democratic machine behind him, but I think you probably would find that it's Mazier's voters who are the most dedicated and committed to voting. So low turnout, I would think, probably boosts her more than anybody. But there's just a huge gap to overcome for anyone to beat Brown at this time.
There is a feeling, though, that the unions have the backing of Brown or are backing Brown. And, you know, unions typically get their people to go out and vote. Do you see that as being significant two Tuesdays from today?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the fact that he's got the machine behind him, the party machine, should deliver his voters.
What about in the AG race, the Attorney General race? Do we have a sense if people are going to vote for Anthony Brown, will they vote for, you know, Delegate Cardin? Well, you know, which way they're going to go in that race, or is that just completely up in the air?
Well, you know, the Sun poll actually found that Cardin's support is overwhelmingly coming from people who support Brown. No indication of why that is, but it suggests that if Brown's folks do turn out, it's going to help Cardin, even though the O'Malley team has gotten behind Frosch. So I think that's probably the race that we can predict the least, just because Frosch has been gaining. Cardin has had some really bad press, but that name recognition and that name itself is huge in Maryland.
All right, you say 20% turnout would be good. That may be high, but what about on the Republican side? If you even get 20%, that number is going to be much lower than Democrats going out to the polls. So can anything happen on the Republican side at this point? Do we have any clue? And let me just ask you first about the governor's race.
Sure, I think anything can happen on the Republican side. You know, again, as with Brown, Larry Hogan seems to have established a pretty clear lead. He's up about 15 or 16 points on his closest rival. The thing that I've noticed, Charles Lawler's support has increased the most in the polling. And just as we found out with the GOP convention straw poll, his supporters show up. So if there's low turnout on election day, I think the person most likely to surprise is Lawler. But I think things still favor Hogan at this point.
Interesting. Lastly, on the county executive race in Anne Arundel County, Laura Newman, Steve Shue. I live in Anne Arundel County, inundated with mailings, and there's been commercials now coming up. And Steve Shue even knocked on my door the other day. Laura Newman's been walking around. What is that a toss-up in your mind?
In my mind, that is a toss-up, and I would not be willing to make a prediction on that race for any amount of money. I think we just have no idea how that's going to come down. I just suspect there's probably going to be some bitter feelings left over when that race is done.
Very good. It's great to talk to you, get your insights. We appreciate it, Todd. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Todd Eberle, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Mary's here on Maryland's Morning.